Usually the way it works is that Allison will have a topic and she'll bring it, and then Gary and I won't know anything about the topic. Hi, I'm Chris, by the way. I'm Jazz Sequence on the internet. That's Gary. He's Binary Gary on the internet. Allison Plus, who's Allison in real life. So Allison will bring a topic and we'll talk about not how we don't know what the topic is and try to come up with new meanings for whatever the topic is, but that's only when Gary is present and not in witness protection.
Which he is. I feel like you shouldn't call out that witness protection thing.
I feel
it's
like
probably it's, in terms of service somewhere.
It's
well, I didn't read them. It's a lot.
If you were in witness protection, I think we would call it out anyway. because we love you so much. Gary's in witness protection.
Formerly worked for the mob in what? No, I don't have a checkered past quite like that.
Don't you?
That's exactly what someone in witness protection would say.
That was actually verbatim from the manual they gave you.
It's those canned responses they give you to practice.
It's interesting because the manual is on like flash paper, so if I ever feel like I'm about to be made, I just light the manual on fire and gone.
Trying to
purple shirt
to our website. Yeah, purple shirt. It's a purple shirt day, apparently.
Must be a Thursday.
Darn, I never actually scheduled this post to go. Oh, because I needed to finish uploading it. That's why. Okay.
I don't have something like purple shirt because most of my clothes are black, so it's pretty like, yeah. Allison's wearing black again.
Yeah.
We're at the point of packing where I'm like, well, I need to pack a bunch of clothes. I believe last time we spoke, I talked about how I needed to get rid of more clothing. And instead of doing that, I just forced it on a suitcase, like took everything that hangs up and put it in a suitcase. And then I had to sit on the suitcase to make it latch.
As you do.
Yeah, and it's latched. So now I will not think about those clothes again until sometime next week when I open that suitcase and go, God, there's a lot of stuff in here.
It just explodes.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did you break your nose? Oh, I was opening a suitcase full of my clothing.
That's not a very good story.
No, it's not. But so I have like t-shirts and shorts and two pairs of long pants that I kept out thinking I'll cover me for a while.
Excellent, Gary. That was a great story. Okay. That was exactly the amount of time I needed to finish scheduling the episode to go out tomorrow.
Well, how about we just jump into the topic?
Excellent.
That probably the seems topic, like the best way to save this episode.
The topic today.
I don't know why it needs to be saved.
We always need saving. The topic today is Iyamisu.
Iyamisu.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to ask you to spell it.
Spell it for Chris.
Iyamisu.
Okay. That is not how it was spelled in my head.
Maybe I'm saying it wrong too. That's possible.
Oh, please don't say that.
Welcome to another word that I've only ever seen in print.
Yeah, that's cool. I think that the benefit of that though is
I mean, it really doesn't make a difference as far as we're concerned.
But you don't immediately.
Yeah, I think at the end, if you were like, oh, I have a correction on the pronunciation, I don't think we would be like, oh, well, now.
Yeah, now it makes sense.
Only it started off with that.
Okay, so Iyamisu is obviously related to tiramisu.
And oh. And that's what I was, that's why I thought dessert. Okay.
Right. Yep. And tiramisu, as everyone knows, has different layers or tiers for different types of cake and whatever. So it's a multi-tiered cake. So iamisu does not have the tiers. It's just a cake, like a sponge cake sort of thing, like a ladyfinger sort of cakey thing. And then like the coffee cream chocolate sort of feeling. It's if a tiramisu, actually maybe it's just ladyfingers. Maybe it's just ladyfingers with a cream topping thing. That's what I'm gonna say. It's definitely a dessert and it's definitely cake related.
Well, as is our custom, we'll explore the etymology of the word, which I'm pretty sure is not related to bugs, and that's entomology. I don't remember which is which. One of those is what we're exploring, and the word is clearly Japanese, so that's of no help at all. I don't even begin to understand, like...
I'm not sure...
You're not sure it's Japanese?
Well, I'm not sure that when Japanese is translated into English that there are Ys.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I'm not... No, I'm wrong. Because, as we all know from Street Fighter, Ryu obviously is spelled R-Y-U. So I'm
was
definitely...
Ryu Japanese or Korean?
I don't know. But the game is Japanese, so I just assume. I'm bad. I'm a horrible human being. I don't know these things. I just assumed he was Japanese because the game was Japanese.
I think it's a fair assumption. I didn't realize the game was Japanese, so...
all games are Japanese.
that's
really
that was
much,
my thinking.
You can pretty much like throw a dart at a wall of games from that particular time period, and probably you'd hit a game from Japan.
Well, but I think there's a difference between like a game from Japan, like a Japanese studio, versus a game that don't drink that, gross.
Drinking lizard poop again.
We had some rain yesterday.
I really wish I had been going like this at the same time. I'd just be like, what? And it's like swatted out of my own hand.
Don't drink the Riamisu.
So we were talking about how I was racist.
No, I was trying to suggest that the fact that it was made by a Japanese studio does not indicate the game itself is Japanese. Because I think that it was a function of, oh, we need this game for our system, or someone was like, oh, we could build a game for this system. Like,
yeah, I want to say,
and they were like,
say,
oh, the best studios are Japanese.
But if I can also gear this back to the original standpoint, which is whether or not Ys exist.
Yeah, right. I do want to circle back and say I do think that Street Fighter was at least intended to some of it take place in Japan. I have memories of there being like Mount Fuji in the background. Of course, again, it could have just been a mountain, and like I'm like placing it. Yeah, I'm placing it in my head. Maybe it's just all in my head. Maybe I'm just really, really racist.
I've never heard of Street Fighter. I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm kidding.
Yeah, you might be thinking of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Honestly,
that no, not definitely. Okay. Well, I mean, did that have Mount Fuji in the background?
I don't know.
I thought you were making a point there. Yes. No.
Let's make one thing clear. That's very unlikely to happen here.
This was all derivative from me positing that Ys are not Japanese words when translated into English, which I think is incorrect. But my evidence was Ryu from Street Fighter, which is
probably... But I think there's probably other evidence. None that... comes to mind immediately.
Well, Miyazaki. There you go.
I was just thinking about actually like the local Japanese restaurant and the menu, and I'm pretty sure
yakisoba.
Yeah, there you go. But that's like in the
teriyaki.
The word.
There we go. There's one.
Yeah, that's not in the middle. Oh, that's not the beginning of the word. That's in the middle.
So
if teriyaki's what we're hanging our hat on, that Ys exist in Japanese.
Yamisu could well be Japanese. And I did think it might have been Japanese because it sounds like it. But I'm going to stand firm to my belief that it is actually related to tiramisu.
I once was carded when I ordered tiramisu.
Because sometimes it has rum in it, I believe. Yeah.
And I was not old enough. Or was I? I can't remember.
And because the alcohol is added later to sort of soak into the cake, it's not like burned off like it would be otherwise. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was carded at Walmart buying Whiteout several years ago. And I was buying Whiteout and
how much Whiteout were you buying?
You need to be of a certain
age. A single container. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, I need your ID. I'm like, for what?
But everybody makes mistakes.
Oh.
That's what I should have told. I was so
18, Allison.
I was so baffled. And I'm like, you're only allowed to buy mistakes. To buy this.
You're only allowed 18? To hide your mistakes if you're over 18.
Yeah. Oh, what a weird thing, right?
What were you buying Whiteout for anyway?
This was years ago.
Who uses Whiteout anymore? Who uses paper?
Nobody, because you can't buy it.
What planet are you on?
That's why I had to buy it, because I certainly didn't have it like available. I needed it for a specific purpose, and I'm sure that I used it, and it dried out, and I threw it away.
It does dry out very fast. I always liked the tape stuff that came in those little dispensers. Yeah. Mm.
I wonder if you need to be 18 to buy that.
Probably not, Gary.
Well,
I
need it for? I think it was related to a passport document or something. An application.
Okay. I suppose that's fair. I just cross out my scribbles and
initial. This is fine.
last time I used Whiteout was in probably high school, because it was when I had my zine, and that was the only thing that really mattered, really, was my zine and it not having errors and typos and shit.
And you huffed it?
No.
Okay. You're the reason we have a minimum age.
You're the one getting it in Florida and getting carded for it. You obviously look suspicious.
Well, number one, in Florida, I think everyone looks suspicious. Number two.
That's fair.
Number two, in Florida, I feel like Whiteout has to be like in the lower rung of drugs. Oh, he's just.
Is it above or below hairspray?
I would think equivalent.
Okay. What about Robitussin? Where is it on below Robitussin? Okay.
Yeah.
What about Dayquil?
This is a weird, uncomfortable conversation. Dayquil is equivalent to Robitussin.
Dayquil is the same as Robitussin?
Okay. Can I tell you my NyQuil story?
Are there tiers that are related to like the type of thing it is? Like if it's some sort of like medicine is like one level, and then we have another level which is like not medicine but contains alcohol or something, and then we have like rubbing alcohol. Is that how it goes?
Weird hierarchy.
Well, thanks. Now I have to think about that. And I like medicine just generally kicks my ass. Like it's really effective on me when I take medication.
I suppose it depends on how you define effective, though.
Like in the sense that, like, if there's side effects, like, well, I will expand.
That's a different sort of efficacy.
Yeah, yeah. So I had a fairly nasty cold, and I was doing like the Dayquil NyQuil thing, and I ran out of Dayquil, and it was like time for another dose. I was home from work. I didn't think the kids were born at this time, and I was like, oh, I need. I'll just take some NyQuil. And I took the NyQuil.
And just take NyQuil during the day.
Well, I know. And I knew like, well, okay, I'm home. I can just sleep. It's fine. I'll sit on the couch. And when I, like 30 minutes after I take NyQuil, like I'm falling asleep. Like it's just happening. I'm dropping over where I am. I mean, maybe not falling over, but I'm ill. So I'm sitting down anyway. Well, as I was dozing off, my phone rang and it was a customer. So I answered the phone.
Oh no.
And I'm like, I can't really talk right now because I just took NyQuil. Which turned into like a 45-minute conversation where I pretty much just like went through like business plan and how we were going to position him as a customer and all sorts of proprietary data, because I just was super loopy. I remember like I was a walker on the phone, so I would get up to like walk while I talked with him, and I stood up and everything spun, so I sat back down. I must have stood up and sat down like 5 times during the duration of this call. And then I hung up and I laid the phone down next to me and like head back asleep. Woke up, the phone was like in my hand still, just where I fell. So yeah, if I take NyQuil, I will be asleep in a.
I can see the Boromir meme. One does not simply take NyQuil during the day.
Oh, well, DayQuil does. I mean, DayQuil is it. I don't fall asleep, but I, you know, like DayQuil, like one of the things they say is, you know, you may cause you to sweat or, you know, heart palpitations or whatever. I'm like, buckle up, you know, like my face gets like flushed. I don't know.
I knew someone who took DayQuil like recreationally, I guess. I mean, it wasn't really for fun. It was because he had developed a dependency on it. And if he didn't take DayQuil, then he would like basically suffer withdrawal. So he took DayQuil like every day.
Yeah, I don't know if that's recreational so much as like addiction.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it started out recreationally though.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Oh.
Can we have a refresher what the word of the day is?
Iemisu.
Iemisu.
Which, as I've already said, is sort of like tiramisu, except Iemisu is just the ladyfingers that are sort of soaked in something with a cream sort of topping.
I'm going to get meta for a minute here.
Meta.
Feel meta. As I think through this, the topics that Allison brings, anything that seemed Japanese to me has always been a description of a certain way of understanding the world. That may or may not be true.
Has it though?
But I feel like it's true. Huh? What was the thing? Was it Kintsugi was the thing where you fix porcelain objects with
Kintsugi, yeah.
Yeah. That might be the only other topic I can remember.
I actually
so that probably
stumbled across a video game called Kintsugi.
Oh, really?
Where you literally just take broken things and put them back together. That is
the game. Wow. So Iemisu is, of course, the process of tracing your family history.
So
genealogy.
It happens. Yeah, but it's a pretty common occurrence in Japanese culture right around the time you had a midlife crisis. Understanding your roots is super important.
So you'd be like, I'm going to, like, as a verb or a noun?
Well, a noun, the description of the general practice.
So
I don't know, it's a verb version of it. I think just so, research. How do we say that in Japanese?
This just reminds me of that whole, like, section of the Bible where it's like, and Joseph begat Abraham, and Abraham begat so-and-so, which is literally just, like, a family tree. And it makes me wonder if that's the reason why that is in the Bible, is because somebody was going through a midlife crisis and needed to like trace their lineage. Like, okay, I need to get this down on paper. And then it just wound up in the Bible somehow.
It was really just notes.
Yeah. It was really just notes to self. Like, just like, I need to figure out like where I came from.
I've been in a place. I've been doing a lot of research on Hebrew recently, and
like
understanding
you
as you do, yeah.
Pre-move Hebrew study.
Yeah, pre-move Hebrew study. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's all right, we've all been there.
It's typical. I mean,
so one of the things that I have been wondering is that, like, conceptually, right, brought up in Christianity, Judaism was a precursor to Christianity. So what I learned was that people that are Jewish that are not Christian, it's because they were born Jewish. Okay. But then I'm going, well, if there's not, but looking at the Old Testament as I learned it in a vacuum, there's no like mandate for group gathering or, you know, there's like the necessity to do Passover every year and a few other celebrations, but there's no mandate for like, you know, the community that you see in like a synagogue and whatnot. So this is what led me down to trying to understand Hebrew. And in any case, the short story boring, is that there's like, the language itself is very limited in number of words. So as a result, there's tons and tons of interpretation in the text, in the Torah. And so there are, and the concept is that as a practicing Jew, interpreting the Torah is something that you do and not something that your rabbi does for you. Your rabbi will do it, of course, but in addition to the rabbi's interpretation, you will have your own interpretations and understanding. And they can be wrong, or they can be right. Or, you know, it's the parsing of the limited language to understand what was actually being said here. In any case, the importance of the hierarchy, at least I think, based on my limited study on it, right, is I think that there's like that tracing back of roots had to do with like what your tribe had been through, right? So understanding, like knowing the history of the tribe, like I know this person was of this person. As a result, I know that they did, they kept these kind of wildlife, and this is where they lived, and this was their practices. You know, like it was more than just a who was related to who, but a more of like, well, this person was this, and so you knew how they acted because of the history of their family tree. Wow, that was a super boring segue. I'm sorry.
All of which was completely ruined by Mr. King James. Good job. Good on you.
So. Well, I need to study the King James translation. Well, though the King James translation, why would the King James translation matter for the Old Testament? Anyway.
Wow, tackling the deep questions today.
This is fine. I mean, this is like, you know, I feel like maybe if I actually like pulled out like a notepad and tech, but instead I just, oh, like another tab on my phone and just that's the research. So at some point when I say I've had enough, just declare bankruptcy and close all the tabs. It's fine. There's no quiz. It's not pass-fail. It's all right.
Would you like taking notes, like in an actual?
Oh, notebook? No, absolutely not. No, it would go from being like fun exploration to like a task. So no, okay. Not at all. No. But the way I described it, it make it sound like very much fun, and I apologize for that because I actually was having a ball. Oh, this is fascinating. Oh, this isn't like it was. It's like a. It's like a Wikipedia hole, but just different avenue. So, there we are.
I have started journaling. I haven't journaled since high school. I started. It's weird to start. I realize that it's weird when you start a thing because then it's like you have this sense that there needs to be like an explanation of why we're here. Like you need to define the essence of this thing that you're writing, which is really ridiculous. Like you can start wherever and end whenever and no one's going to read it and no one cares. But like, there is still this, like, I felt like I had to like, okay, so now that I'm here, I need to get all this shit out. And now after I've gotten the shit out, okay, there it is. Now what?
And now here we are.
Here we are. I had an okay day yesterday.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Like, is there a point like where you feel like, like, do you set time boundaries for journaling?
No.
Or do you just say, like, I'm going to write until I feel like I've captured all of the shit?
I wrote until I felt like I captured all the shit. And then my next entry is I wrote until I felt like I was done or didn't really have anything else to talk about. I feel like it's going to be like a feast and famine sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I probably should do it today at some point. Because it's going to have been a couple days. Yeah, I want to get into the habit because, like, the other thing that I realized in this process and that when Aaron suggested journaling a while ago just to get, like, the shit in my head out, I sort of made me think about, like, the last time when I did stuff like that, which was in high school. And when I was in high school, I wrote, I journaled, I wrote I wrote poetry, I wrote stories, I wrote songs, I screamed, like, I was in, like, made music. Like, there's all these outlets for getting what was inside me, my being and my head out into the world and just like be done with it. That like ever since then, like being an adult has meant sort of like keeping all that shit in and not letting it get out. And like, I was probably way healthier in high school than I am now. And because part of that is that, like, all of those things, all those outlets, even screaming, is in one way or other, like, acceptable when you're a teenager, because, oh, teenagers are just going through some things, but it's not acceptable, or not as acceptable, I suppose, as an adult, because you're supposed to be respectable and, you know, like, have your shit.
Where's your briefcase?
Like, yeah. Fuck that shit. So yeah, that's my goal, is to try to reclaim some of my high school, I don't know, not energy, but like the ability to vent my shit in a way that is not destructive to others.
Yeah.
I want to ask questions about journaling, but I'm afraid if I ask questions, like, I will influence, like, how you approach it. Can I put a reminder to ask you about it in a month?
You can ask questions.
Giving yourself a lot of credit.
Yeah, you can ask questions.
Well, you might be, yeah, okay. So, no, let's move on. It's not.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to squash it.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
Gary wants to see the experiment continue and then come back to it and see, and then at that point then ask the questions about how the practice has evolved.
Yeah,
without influence.
I don't want to like make a suggestion that
would become, then becomes
like
the thing,
a niggling thought, right? Like, observation is interruption in the experiment. So I want to put Chris on a hamster wheel and see what happens.
I mean, I feel fairly confident in
that's
my
actually true
approach, but I mean, not to say that wouldn't be influenced, awesome. And I'm not in your hamster wheel.
Oh, I should build a big hamster wheel when we move.
You've that's the thing those, for right? the new house.
Yeah,
the new house can build a hamster wheel.
So, I guess while we're being meta today, and I'm eating bugs, I don't think we can record next week because I will be unloading a truck.
Okay.
Valid.
Yeah. That's meta?
But you two... should.
It'll just be a Gary-themed episode where we talk about you.
I mean, it won't matter. I won't listen.
We'll just be like, this is the biography of Gary, and then we'll make up a story about your origin story.
I think this show works when it's the three of us. I think it works. I mean, I think not that I wouldn't love to chat with you, Allison, but I think that as a podcast, as a show, I think that this works best when there are all three of us instead of lesser of us.
Agreed.
Yeah. I think.
Wait, am I the lesser?
No, when we are fewer, when we are not.
When we are not. When we are not fully or lesser.
I know. I just thought it was funny.
One element missing.
Yeah.
One elephant missing. Well,
I mean, we have had other instances. I mean, even in recent memory, that we haven't recorded because one of us hasn't been available. And I think this is another such case. And I don't think we need to make a special exception because you're moving.
Okay.
And have a talk about Gary episode. We can talk about you when you're on here.
Yeah, I know. We can talk about you in your face.
Yeah. I love. I was at a WordCamp several years ago, and like a speaker. Presenter or whatever, somehow couldn't make it last minute, so scrambling to find someone to go in their place. So naturally, like, the MC has no bio for this person that comes in, and the person's like, just make up whatever you want. So they did. It was fantastic. The room moderator like made up like a totally legit sounding, completely bullshit bio about this person. I mean, like, including like hobbies and stuff. I mean, it sounded like just like something you'd grab from like a WordPress website, like not contrived, like totally, like didn't sound made up at all. And then the speaker got up and they were like, that was fantastic. Absolutely none of it is true, but I would like to meet that person. it was very cool because like no one in the room knew what the gig was. And then they explained and it happened. So what does our topic today mean? Is it Japanese first and foremost?
That's the most important thing.
The most important question. Yes, to answer your question, it is. It is a subgenre of mystery fiction.
Oh.
And it loosely translates into ew mystery. So,
oh, that's so cool.
So it's okay. Mysteries that deal with really grisly episodes, dark side of human nature, stuff that really makes you blurt out ew when you're reading.
Wow. I'm glad that there's
of
a genre.
Of course that's a Japanese subgenre of mystery. Yeah. Of course it is.
I was reading a book and I looked up the author and she's the queen of Ayumisu, and I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think Iyamisu is probably how you pronounce that, given that context. Yeah. Well, that's a shame. I want to have my Iyamisu ladyfinger, like, not quite tiramisu.
But maybe it's in that tinge of it. It's like a dessert where you go ew.
Yeah, they're actually shaped like ladyfingers. Yeah.
It's more dramatic and dark. Yeah.
Right. It's like,
wait, is there actually cartilage in this? Oh,
oh God.
Like raspberry
sauce.
Yes,
I did it.
We actually do have a question today. As always, you as listeners can submit questions to us on the show. If you are listening, you can submit questions either via Twitter at Binary Jazz, or you go to the website, which is binaryjazz.us, and click on the little contact link. I mean, it's at the bottom of the page too. You just scroll, but there's a contact form, and then it submits a question and it goes into the website, and then we can see it and then we read it. And then if you're not a person listening and you don't want to submit a question and you're just some spammer, we'll read that too, and we'll answer whatever question it is that you're asking, like, you know, do we need like
more
lawnmower
traffic,
repair,
more traffic.
And
is that the question for today?
No, the question is not do we need more lawnmower repair. Okay. The question for the day from Allison is, what is the difference between a terrace and a balcony? There's Gary's answer. Difference like is horse.
It's a good one. It's a good question. What is the difference?
I would say that...
Terrace
means more than just like a thing you walk out on. Terrace also means like when there are levels that go both up and back, I believe. That apartment complex is terraced. It sort of means like there's a sort of a vertical but also horizontal movement. And so I would posit that terrace would be something relating to that, where it goes out and back. And so it's not necessarily even a place outside, but maybe if it is, it might be like you're actually standing on the level below you, like where the building is, and then the one above you would be standing on like where your building is. Or as a patio or balcony, not a patio. Balcony is just like a straight up, like just out of the building, sticking straight out with like no support, just kind of just there. That's what I would posit, but I have no idea. I'm bullshitting.
I would like to interject that it was a question I asked and I do not have the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of going the same way, that a terrace, sort of like its moves, elevation, there right? is, yeah. there is, yeah, there's a, if you're looking out from a terrace, there is still stuff in front of and below you. Whereas a balcony, it's directly below you.
Yeah. So like if you're at the top of the terrace, you can see all the different balconies.
Other terraces.
Other terraces below you. Whereas if you're at the top of a balcony, you just see like the ground. Yeah. Because everybody else is directly underneath you.
Hey, have we talked about how far the moon is recently?
Not recently.
Okay. I've been thinking about this a lot because, well, in between websites loading Hebrew words, I had to think about something, I guess. The moon, a 250,000 miles away, 250,000 miles away. Like 13, is that the number of people? I actually should know this. How many people have stepped foot on the moon?
You should, yeah. If any of the three of us is going to know the answer to how many people have set foot on the moon, it's 13. That is your wheelhouse.
Right.
I'm going to go with whatever you say. If you say 13, okay. It's definitely 13.
I mean, this is Googleable.
Yeah. Yeah. 13 it is.
Not how many people would... 12.
Good guess.
I was thinking of Baker.
The 13th died. Died before he could step on the moon.
Did you ever watch the movie Apollo 18?
I watched the Apollo with Tom Hanks and...
That was 13.
Okay. That's the one I watched.
Yeah. 18 wasn't actually a mission, so it was like this, like it was going to be, but then they canceled the Apollo program. And the movie is like, there's something killing people in the movie. It's fine. It's, I don't know. It's fine. Of my space movies, it's like top 30, maybe. It's okay.
What's your current top three space movie?
Oh, God.
The fact that you can name 30 space movies is just, you know.
Yeah, without including, like, Star Wars.
Yeah, right. Like, non-fictional or non-based.
Yeah. First Man is really good. I really enjoyed First Man. It was a little dramatic, but there are some parts in there that are just excellent. The Right Stuff is, you know.
I have seen that one.
Quintessential space stuff. Especially when Yeager crashes at the end. You know, what I should probably rewatch is the Apple series For All Mankind. That was
really good. I saw something that mentioned it recently, and I was like, oh yeah, we still need to watch that. But now we're like... sort of camped upstairs since Aaron's broken knee, so I don't have the Apple TV, and I probably could access Apple TV shows not on the Apple TV, but I haven't bothered to figure out how that works.
Yeah, it's a series that, like, the throttle goes down in the first episode and it does not stop till the end. And there's a remarkable amount of historical callback stuff happening. It's I really enjoyed it. I'm gonna have to watch it again.
Well, the show that they had, I can't remember what it's called now, but the one that has, oh man, if I can't remember the actor's name, then this is really bad. Frack, what's his name? Never mind. I'm just gonna leave that hanging. I will Google it after the show and I'll put it in the show notes. Anyway, it's pretty good. The show that I can't name right now.
With that one guy.
With that one guy. Jason Momoa. There we go. Got the name.
Where I was going with the distance from the moon thing, though, is like thinking about, like, we're launching a lander to Mars next month. I mean, not we. Are we? It's like you would have told me if we were.
Humanity. I am not. I'm not involved in it.
Yeah. You're the one that's the back alley astronaut. Yeah, not
I think it's July 22nd. Mark your calendars. But that's going to take 6 months to get to Mars, right? 6 months. And we have that window. I think it's like 7.
Thank you for listening to Binary Jazz. If you like this episode, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can visit us online at binaryjazz.us or follow us on Twitter at binaryjazz. Don't forget that you can ask us a question through the form on the website or on Twitter, and we'll read it aloud on the next episode of Binary Jazz.